Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1109. Visible translated text is as follows, except when Schiff was off on his vacation. I have never seen any of them bring any women in there or take any out. I have never been sick or missed a single Saturday since last year. I would leave about 4:30 Saturday afternoon. I have never seen Dalton in the factory at all. I wouldn't have let a fellow like that in the building unless I knew what his business was. There was nobody practicing any immoralities in the building. If they did, I would know it. I would have put them out quickly. Daisy Hopkins quit sometime in May or June last spring. She has never been there since she quit. Mr. Darley left the factory between 9 and 10 o'clock on April 26th. He was not there after 11 o'clock at all. If he was there after 11.45, the time I left there. I have never seen the front doors locked on Saturday. I was at the factory until noon on Thanksgiving Day. I saw no girls with white shoes and stockings there that day. I never saw Jim Conley that day. I never saw any woman at the factory that day. I sure would have seen Conley had he been watching the door that day. I have seen Mr. Frank at the factory every Saturday afternoon after he comes back from lunch. I would pass in and out of his office 3 or 4 times in the afternoon. I have never seen a glass of beer as long as I have been there. I have never seen any women up there. He would be working on his books. Mr. Schiff would be helping him. The stenographer and shipping clerk would sometimes be up there. People would be liable to drop in there on business, and I would send them up to Mr. Frank's office. I always kept the door on Saturdays. I never turned it over to Conley or anybody else. I have let Mrs. Frank in and would tell her to go up in the office and have a seat. This man, Wilson, worked on Saturday afternoon most all the time, oiled up the motor and cleaned it while the factory was closed. Pride, Harry Denham, Charlie Lee, and Fast usually worked there on Saturday, oiling the machinery after they shut down and different things. They were not shut off by any doors from going anywhere they wanted in the factory. They were liable to come down and around any time. I have never seen the doors either to the outer or inner office of Mr. Frank locked. They have got glass doors in them that you can see through, and it would not have done any good to have shut them. The windows in Mr. Frank's office looked right out on Forsyth Street. The shades to them are torn up so they don't amount to much. In the morning, they will pull them down to keep the sun out. When they are up, you can see across the street. Salesmen frequently visited Frank on Saturday afternoons when they came in from their runs without any announcement. I have never known Mr. Frank to refuse to see any of them. It is very dark about the elevator shaft on the ground floor. The shaft is about 10 or 12 feet from the steps. If a girl was coming down the steps and a man was in that dark place, it would be a very easy job for him to throw her down the shaft. He could grab her before she ever saw him, because she would be looking toward the door. The members of the firm of Montag Brothers frequently visited the factory on Saturday afternoons. I remember seeing Drayman McCrary on April 26th. He came around to see if there was any hauling. I don't...